Chapter 10, Secret of the Indestructibles. Listen now to God's covenant promise for His chosen people. Therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 12 and 13. Is this just melodic poetry, or is it an actual electrifying preview of a soon coming event? It's for real, all right. It's God's covenant promise of blessing to the Jews, one of those exquisite prophetic scriptures with a dual fulfillment. Jeremiah not only foresaw the Jews' entrance into the promised land, but he also caught God's longer range view of upcoming millennial delights. It's as certain to happen as tomorrow morning's sunrise. Even though the Jews have often grieved God, His love for them is unquenchable. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, He will comfort all her waste places, and He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3. The Bible is interlaced with rich millennial commitments for His chosen people. Even so, certain wicked Jews must first be weeded out, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Romans chapter 9, verse 6. But what a celebration is coming for every Jew who, during the tribulation, will resist the Antichrist's seduction. On the day of Jesus Christ's return, every Jew will instantly recognize Him as Messiah. They shall know Me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. For so long the Jews have taken bitter persecution for being known as the people of God. But soon, full compensation will come to them for all that persecution. Since Israel fully liberated Jerusalem in the 60-day war of 1967. We have seen a growing phenomenon, multiplying signs of the budding of the fig tree, which Jesus said would indicate that summer is nigh. Jews from Ethiopia and the former Soviet Union are making aliyah by the thousands, returning to the promised land. What's more, thousands of Jews are discovering the truth that Yeshua, Jesus, is indeed their Messiah. The Lord has begun to fulfill His promise to lift the spiritual slumber of the Jews. It's happening today, and it will steadily increase. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 8 through 11. Right in the midst of the Antichrist's tribulation reign, a great Jewish revival will break out. The Bible tells about the remarkable 144,000 witnesses. See Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. Through the Antichrist's persecutions, the Jews will be ready to receive Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, at last. Through the prophet Hosea, God foretold, I will go and return to my place, till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. By the time Jesus comes back with the saints to defeat and chain Satan, the Jews will be spiritually ripe. The most incredible event will then take place. The world will see an entire nation saved in one single day. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Romans chapter 11, verse 26. Wow! Are you ready for that? God looks forward to that day with great eagerness. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 19. Yes, the Jews will come in spite of their centuries-long rejection of God's Son. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Rejoice, ye, with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, and all ye that love her. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8, 10, 13 through 14. Some scholars believe David himself will return in a governing role, and David my servant shall be king over them. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 24. Though most Bible students feel the scripture is referring to Jesus, the seed of David, there is another possibility. Surely, God's beloved David himself will be among the millennium saints who will be ruling and reigning in some capacity. Yes, Harvest Day is fast approaching for the Jewish indestructibles. Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. Jeremiah put it this way, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. And so, every saint who has been filtered, tried, and spiritually perfected faces a golden future. The redeemed, both Jew and Gentile, will forever live with the Lord. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10. Says, whole being was exercised when he thought about this coming new age. The earth is now full of ailment and disorders, and in deep captivity to corruption. Yet, it still has much attractiveness, carpeted with green, girded with glorious mountains, ribboned with rivers. But this is only the old earth in its soiled and workaday garb, where the miseries of a deep, dark, and universal apostasy from God holds sway. Think then what its regeneration must bring, an earth which no longer smarts and smokes under the curse of sin, an earth which needs no more to be torn with hooks and irons to make it yield its fruit, an earth where thorns and thistles no longer infest the ground, nor serpents hiss among the flowers, nor savage beasts lay in ambush to devour, an earth whose sod is never cut with graves, whose soil is never moistened with tears or saturated with human blood, whose atmosphere never gives wing to the seeds of plague and death, whose ways are never blocked with armed men on their way to war, an earth that ever glows with salvation, and whose valleys know only the sweetness of God's pleasure, paradise restored. John Walvoord's soul was also shaken as he rejoiced at Israel's role in the looming kingdom age. God has promised Israel a glorious future, and this will be fulfilled after the second advent. Israel will be a glorious nation, protected from her enemies, exalted above the Gentiles, the central vehicle of the manifestation of God's grace in the millennial kingdom. In the present age, Israel has been set aside, her promises held in abeyance. Yes, the Jews will forever enjoy an intimate compartment in the heart of God. God's special love for them will become very evident to all millennial citizenry. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. He that covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 5 through 6, and verse 9 through 10. Our Lord will repay with high interest every righteous Jew who has suffered during the centuries of persecution for being known as one of his people. In the new age, a redeemed Jew will be a prized friend. The Bible speaks of this repeatedly. In those days, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, "We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Romans chapter 11, verse 12. When, long ago, God said he would bless those who bless the Jews, he was expressing an eternal attitude. So it would be well to discipline our attitudes concerning God's chosen. It may stand us well as further preparation for the dawning age. From the vantage point of eternity, believers will learn just how much we owe the eternal Jew. We should, accordingly, never be jealous of their place in God's heart, but rejoice along with him over them. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Imagine how Jewish hearts will burn when the full impact of God's special love becomes fully evident to them. God is even going to sing love songs to them. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Thank you, God, for the Jews who brought down to us your word, your ways, and your Son. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. Isaiah chapter 27, verse 6.